Good day, podcast. Here we are again with some good news for you. We're excited about this one. We was just in a luncheon this past weekend where we discussed something that is a hot topic, I think, in the body of Christ, or something that's always been there. And we wanted to address it tonight to maybe help people in their relationships. We talked about something called PTCH, post-traumatic church hurt. Post-traumatic church hurt. There's a lot of people in the body of Christ are not able to function at the optimum level because they are suffering from this post-traumatic church hurt. And so we want to address that tonight and maybe consider some opportunities for people not to be serving while wounded and be able to get past some of the trauma that they're experiencing.
And there, it all begins with asking the Lord to restore your confidence in God and to put your trust in Him. And sometimes we have put our trust in men and not in God. So therefore, we have put a person on the throne and not God. And God is trying to teach us that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one cometh unto the Father but by Him. And so many times we're holding on to some situations that happened to us in our past. And sometimes we're very unforgiving. So the Lord is teaching us how to forgive the offender and how to forgive those that have offended us. So we can journal these things and we can talk to spiritual leaders and others that will help us work through our traumatic, post-traumatic experiences in our lives.
And so when we look at the fact that we are going through these experiences, first we need to acknowledge what this post-traumatic church hurt might entail. When we look at the word traumatic, we see that it is an emotionally disturbing moment in our lives that sometimes we continue to carry on and instead of addressing it immediately. When you think about it, the church itself or the body of Christ is a place of healing, even a hospital. And to check yourself out of the hospital too quickly sometimes may create other problems in your life. So there are symptoms that we have seen in this condition, like pride and sometimes not pride, and also the lack of forgiveness and the lack of mercy. When we should, in the hospital, take the medications that heal us, hope, joy, peace, and love, those things can help us to be healthy in the body of Christ. So as we look at this, we need to understand that God is able. And the scripture that we talked about this past weekend to help us in our healing process was coming out of Romans 12:1. And we learned there that we have to transform our mind. We have to renew our mind. We have to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. And when we do those things, we will begin to heal.
And you know, numbers of gifted people that are gifted in the body of Christ, they're looking for promotion from man. But the Bible says God is the one who promotes. God is the one that blesses. So when you, in your secret time, just ask God to give you the heart of forgiveness and ask God to help you to forgive others.
Much love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.